Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Fans for not doing a show last night, but you know, circumstances be circumstances, and sometimes you just got to take a step back and survey the scene. Please welcome to the show the godmother of all awesome fandomness, the one, the only, the legit granny, as I like to call her, Granny Hulkster.
Well, hello, B-Train. Hello, wrestling fans all over the world. So glad to be with you again today.
Yes, that's, you know, what's up? United States of America, of course. Australia, UK, Latvia, Indonesia, Hong Kong. All my fans that I've gained, I love you. Thank you so much. This is not a retirement speech. Hello, Eugenia. I don't know how you...
Hello, Eugenia. Hello, Eugenia. Granny sends her love.
Yes. And she goes, well, hello, fellow fan. I can't speak English, she says, but she goes, nice try, but I'll listen. So a lot going on in wrestling, Granny. There's a lot of people leaving the WWE. TJ Perkins, Ty Dillinger, I don't know who else, and I try to keep focused on a lot of these things, you know, to keep up with what's going on. I saw that The Undertaker was cited at an AEW press conference. So,
wow.
You know, I always said I believe this company, if they got the attention of The Undertaker, The Rock, that AEW is possibly, you know, going to be similar to WCW. And I've said this, it's healthy to have competition, because then that drives you to have a greater or better product. Last night on Monday Night Raw was the 70th celebration of the legend, the Hall of Famer, Ric Flair. So... yeah, there's a lot going on Monday Night Raw last night. There's been a lot of talk shows here and there, Granny, that have come through Monday Night Raw. One in particular, Moment of Bliss. Alexa, I don't know what it is, why they're portraying her as a flirty character, but I'm okay. I'm okay with that because it's funny. I don't know how many girlfriends Corey Graves has, but geez, Lou, maybe not, maybe so, but... it's Mandy Rose.
He's probably got numerous. I mean, he probably thinks himself as a great ladies' man, and he's probably got numerous women out there just flocking after him. But
I mean, I get it. You know, Jerry the King Lawler at one point, you know, was the same commentating style. But it's not, folks. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not. Well. Some parts of me thinks that Corey Graves is a bit pretentious, and, you know, and I say this, you know, pretentious as in his character, not Corey Graves outside of the commentating booth, you know. And Renee Young does a phenomenal job of keeping him in check on Monday Night Raw. And I wish she would announce
yes,
on SmackDown Live. That'd be, you know, Granny, she does a great job during the panel. She used to be a part of the panel. Now they made her a full-time commentator. But anyways, folks, Finn Balor defended his Intercontinental Championship impromptu fashion against Leo Rush, the little runt. I mean,
and Bobby Lashley wasn't too happy about that, you know, but of course, I'm not a, I mean, it is what it is, fans, but you know. So,
you got to take
your opportunities.
Yes.
So, what did you think of how Monday Night Raw ended last night when they got to the point of Ric Flair's celebration? You have Shawn Michaels come out. You have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat come out. You have Sting come out. You have Kurt Angle come out. And all of a sudden, they announce Ric Flair. His music hits, and they're all waiting for Flair. And all of a sudden, you see someone in the back grabbing the cameraman and running into Flair's dressing room. Of course, I knew who it was before he even took off the sunglasses. And then he comes out, dragging Flair out of the dressing room, takes off the sunglasses, and it's like, now that I have your attention, Hunter, and Triple H runs to the back of the ring, I mean, back to the back, you know, and basically, Batista's nowhere to be found. So, what did you think of that?
I kind of was not expecting this, although I, you know, Cage Side Seats was reporting it, and all the other websites have been reporting Dave Batista returning to Monday Night Raw to, you know, to call out Hunter. At the last Celebration, Granny, on SmackDown Live's 1,000th episode, you heard Batista say to Triple H, "You've never beaten me." And that kind of clicked in my head. I kind of clicked in my head, is this going to happen at WrestleMania? Because, I mean, let's see here. Hunter's track record of WrestleManias isn't so great. I mean, he's got a win-loss record, let's say that. Most of us can't say that. But Batista and Triple H do have history, folks, from when they began a Four Horsemen-like similar group called
Evolution
in 2000. Yes, and I believe that group was 2002 or 2004, probably 2003, whatever, when the inception of that group happened. Batista was the muscle guy for that group. He was basically Triple H's hired hitman. You know, take out Bill Goldberg's leg. Okay, so he takes it out. Take out Randy Orton, so he took him out. But the problem
is... And that's what I mentioned to Big Swing last night, you know, because we were talking about that at the end of our show last night. I said, well, if you remember Big Swing, you know, Batista, Triple H, Ric Flair, Randy Orton was all a part of Evolution. They took out Randy Orton and then they turned on Batista. So maybe this is Batista's way of maybe getting some revenge several years later. Who knows? I mean...
14 years is a long time to hold a grudge, but you know what they say is grudge is more like,
And of course, you know, Becky Lynch being taken off to jail last night, you know, I mean, Ronda Rousey's begging them to reinstate her for WrestleMania, and she lays the belt down and walks away. So I'm sure inquiring minds are wanting to know that, are we going to have a women's championship match at WrestleMania?
You know, I mean, I love how they're doing this because it's building more suspense for the fans all over the world that are going to this event. And yes, folks, I will get to AEW later. They had an independent event. They had a few independent events. They're going to air their stuff on CW. All I know is that there's several people being signed to AEW, but back what I'm going to say about Becky Lynch. I love her to death because she's a relatable character to all of us. All of us have felt like, okay, this is the time where we need something or someone to look up to, and Becky is it. I love how they're playing Charlotte up to be the ultimate bad guy, where, you know, she's spoon-fed because of her father's legacy. Ronda Rousey, you know, for the first time, I actually agree with what she's saying. You know, do the right thing. Reinstate Becky. Because If you don't, it's just going to continue. And I bet you on SmackDown Live, she might be escorted out again. Who knows? And they say, well, she's in jail. Well, you know what, man? Here's what I'm going to tell you. If Becky's for the people, which I know she is, I feel that she is. Granny feels that she is. Big swing icon. We're all behind Becky Lynch because this is the first time since Stone Cold Steve Austin that we felt a sincere breakthrough character relate to their audience. Like, Becky Lynch is the perfect person to come away with the title after Mania. And yeah, you know, so what? She's not the cookie cutter person, but she's great. Becky's amazing, dude, on the mic, in the ring, outside the ring. What she does is she gets an audience going, man. Like, when she was arrested, Granny, I was like, yes, finally. Some moment on Monday Night Raw that could capture an audience versus my name is Paul Heyman. For the umpteenth time, my client will not show up to Monday Night Raw.
So it's going to be very interesting. Things are going to get very interesting because the way things are happening, you know. So it's going to be very exciting. So
there's that. There's also a no disqualification match between Dean Ambrose and McIntyre, and I must say, it's high time that Elias, you know, he wasn't getting that much attention. Well, maybe he was. I'm not gonna lie. He's just a freaking genius when it comes to miking and you know, perform and whatnot. But Granny, so now there's four. Could we see the Shield for the last time ever at WrestleMania? I don't know. That's a good question, Jimmy. That is a good question to ask me. I don't do the booking, so I couldn't tell you. Because Ambrose was given a look by Seth and Roman, which I was so glad to see him back because FOC announced at the beginning of the show he stepped up to the plate, the pitcher threw the ball, and he didn't hit just a base hit, he hit a home run. He's in remission, so that means he's kicking cancer square in the ass. So,
well, personally, I was very happy to see Roman Reigns back last night. And, you know, it was kind of ironic how Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns came out to help Dean Ambrose last night. You know. So, I mean, he kind of looked at them and they looked at him. But, you know, rumors have it saying that, you know, Dean Ambrose isn't going to stay with WWE. So, you know, I don't know where this is all going, but only time will tell.
But, Granny, you know, it's inspiring because for people that have relatives that have cancer, I'm going to say this, folks, cancer is not it's not been, you know, very kind to my family. So seeing him in that ring and standing tall and giving a Superman punch or two probably meant the world to a lot of us all over the world, not just me, not just Tim Rockwell, not just others that have family members that have dealt with cancer, have lost a loved one because of it. But when someone says the words, I'm in remission, that's a good sign, and it was very uplifting, and it was very positive to see Roman Reigns come back to cheers instead of boos. And it just, you know, it meant a great deal. It was very inspiring, very like, wow, you know, this is cool type thing, because, like I said, my dad, he's doing awesome with his, and he's just living day to day. And when Roman stood in that ring and said the words, guess what, y'all, I hit a home run, I was like, oh, please be in remission, please. And when he said it, I was like, yes. I was like, this is awesome. You know, we get to see him do what he does best and kick ass or whatever. So yes, folks, that's my take on the whole Roman Reigns situation. Granny, you know what's kind of unnerving is that some people, not a lot, some people were like, oh, yeah, he's just faking having cancer the whole time. I just responded on Instagram a few days ago saying, I don't believe that's true because how can you fake having cancer? You'd be a pretty big asshole to do so.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, it's cancer is just, gosh, it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I mean, I hate it. I hate the fact that kids have to deal with it, you know. I mean, I'm hoping one day they can find a cure for this horrible monster we call cancer, you know, but I don't know, you know.
It is what it is, you know, when I think I expressed this on the show beforehand, but when I was told the news, I rocked back and forth and I cried because it doesn't hit home till it's a family member, and you would be lying to yourself if you weren't emotional when you were told the news that, hey, you know, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, but like when you get told that your family member has it and you start to say, well, okay, it's good because we're gonna fight it and you're gonna continue to live like your life and you just go on about it. So for me, Roman Reigns is a big inspiration. I used to not care about his career, but now it's just like, man, if he can kick cancer's ass, that sends a good message to everyone, children, adults, teenagers. Because I actually I contacted one person who listens to this show, and she is from Louisville, Kentucky. And she said, I listen to your show, and I just want to say thank you for promoting the websites that help us. You know, she goes, it may not help much by doing it on a podcast, but at least you're getting us some recognition. And she goes, I just want to say I'm 17 years old, and I love pro wrestling, and I have leukemia, and I'm glad you guys recognized Roman Reigns a couple of times because he's actually one of my favorite superstars. Granny, I'm probably going to try and connect with Make-A-Wish if I can find out where this person actually, which hospital she's in, see if maybe Roman Reigns can pay a visit. So I'm going to get on that after I get off the show. So Kaylee, if you're listening, I love you, dear. Thank you so much for listening to this show. You kick ass. You kick cancer in the ass. You live to be 100. You promise me. And even if you don't, thank you for listening to us. That means the world to Granny and me. So, moving forward, folks, I think that what happened, Granny, there's footage of what happened after Ric Flair was attacked. Jinder Mahal came out. The Singh brothers tried to come out and celebrate with doing a Punjabi dance or whatever it was, or an Indian dance. And Kurt Angle threw Jinder Mahal over the top rope, and then Shawn Michaels kicked both the Singh brothers in the face. It was great.
Yes, it was. I mean,
I was like, that's what you get for trying to spoil a 70th celebration.
Yep.
But yes, folks, WrestleMania 35 is only it's a month and a half away. I'm super excited. I, of course, you know, have access to WrestleCon. A whole bunch of signings will be in the Meadowlands, going to be in the hotel. I think, yeah, FBI will be there, Tommy Dreamer, a lot of former ECW guys will be at WrestleCon. Just a lot of big names. You can check out the WrestleCon website on rfvideo.com. Your tickets will be at a discount till March 20th. Go check it out. It is free to sign up. All you have to do is buy the package if you want an autograph or just a picture signing. So here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. The weekend of WrestleMania, if you don't have tickets, feel free. You know, hop online. There might be some scalpers out there outside MetLife Stadium. Just be sure that you know what you're doing, because I've had a few friends get, you know, put in the slammer for buying tickets that were high priced. So please be smart if you're doing it from Craigslist. My suggestion is be safe. Go online. Go to tickpick.com. That site, seriously, for real, is like StubHub, but without the fees. So, yes, if you want to do StubHub, my friend, you're more than welcome. Whatever site works, Metro Seats, SeatGeek, Vivid Seats. Ticketmaster is going to tell you that it's sold out. It probably is. If you can find tickets that people are selling, great. Also, if you have a horrible seat, you want to zoom in the pictures to make it look like you were sitting front row, go to nuenewbie.com. It's a miniature telescope that fits on the end of your phone. And I took pictures last year, Granny, of WrestleMania 34, the kid JJ, who's in the Hall of Fame, as the Warrior, Dana Warrior Award, or the Warrior Award, the recipient, that is. Jeff Jarrett, let's see who else. Okay, the Dudley Boys. I have a program, folks. I'm just too lazy to get up to read it, you know, but I went to the Hall of Fame induction. So if you're going to Hall of Fame, which I finally, Granny, got my ticket last week. I'm so excited. D-Generation X is being inducted this year. A big deal, not because of the gentlemen being inducted. They are awesome in their own right. But China is being inducted. And
yes.
She is one of the pioneers for why the women had evolution, why the women, you know, she's one of the many talented women that paved the way for today's generations of wrestlers. So I'm excited, Granny, because everyone's been asking, you know, when is she going to be inducted? When is she going to be inducted? And finally, we get to see her.
Well, you know, I got to throw this out here, B-Train, you know, doing our show last night, you know, we were talking about, you know, Ric Flair's birthday, of course. And so I mentioned on our show last night, I said, well, as long as we're talking about birthdays, I said, I just want to give a big shout out to my husband, David Burt, who's celebrating his birthday today. Yesterday was David's birthday. Happy birthday, David. He got a lot of birthday wishes on my Facebook page, you know, because he doesn't have Facebook, and that's okay. But, you know, it was kind of funny because Icon says, well, Granny, now wait a minute here. We had our show on your birthday. And now we have our show on your husband's birthday. My birthday is the day before our show. Big Swings is the day after our show. What? How do you rate, I mean, getting our shows on your birthdays? I mean, what's so golden about that? And I said, hey, Icon, I said, I'm Granny. You know, I'm special. But I said, no, fans, I'm really not special. I'm just me. But, you know, just the way that it worked out. So I thought that was kind of funny, you know, that, you know. I mean, I kind of thought that was kind of funny, you know, humorous that David's birthday was on our, you know, our show last night was on David's birthday. And, you know, one of our guests that we had on our show last night was the widow of Bruiser Brody, which she was an amazing lady. I mean, I loved her accent. I loved to listen to that lady talk. I mean, she was awesome. She was absolutely amazing. And you know, I love the guests that we get, you know, on our shows sometimes. I mean, they're absolutely amazing, you know, amazing people. And it was amazing how she actually met him and how they actually got together. I was like totally amazed how they actually got together. So it was fantastic.
I'm glad, because it's just like, you know, some people you meet, and I'm going to say this to the fan that asks, you know, why it's important to to keep an open mind about guests, and I'm going to tell you, dude, I've had guests on my show, and I'm going to have guests on this show. So if you're asking when, I've actually lined up a few openings on this show. There's a ton. It's important to be cordial to your guests, because if you're not, dude, it's like a job. If you're not cordial to your customers, are they going to want to come back? No. So just keep in mind, dude, if you're asking me, what was the I'm kind of confused. What's your question? Okay. Well, I'll get back to you. We got plenty of wrestling, you know, to discuss. It's Wrestle_Radio on the Instagram, WrestleRadioNetwork/Facebook.com. So, let me touch base with this. Some people leave, some people don't. I think this is the I believe, just reassert my headset. This is the point in the show where you can buckle up, get ready. One hell of a ride into my brain. And if you want to interpret my thoughts, feel free. It's that time, folks, off the rails. I haven't done this in quite a bit, but I figure when I let that last 18 minutes left, why not? Buckle up, peoples. Journey through my brain. Dig it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something okay, so some people leave, some people come back. Well, I can tell you from experience, folks, there's a lot of people in wrestling that leave, and there's a lot of people in wrestling that come back. I'll give you an example. Okay, the most talked about, you know, leaving was Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega leaving New Japan or not leaving New Japan. Chris Jericho is probably another one. You know, if World Wrestling Entertainment could survive without Chris, and it's like, okay, look, I can say it from my perspective as to why some people stay and why some people come back. But that, you know, like I said, I don't speak on behalf of the wrestler community, but I just say from my perspective. If the timing is right and you're wanted back, cool. If you can adjust yourself to what the audience is now, you've got it down to some guys just have it, man. Jericho, Rhodes, Omega, the Young Bucks, Jay Lethal, Tommy Dreamer, you name it. These are the guys and gals, Trish Stratus even, Lita, Alexa Bliss, Ty Dillinger, TJP. There's a lot of people asking for their release. Doesn't mean that it's the end of the world, that these people have no more, you know, they just felt dissatisfied with where their career was going. And I, you know, I can't blame either one of these folks for saying, this is it, I'm done. I'm not, you know, it's not that I would love to continue working for WWE or New Japan or Ring of Honor. It's just, look, it all depends on the individual. That's what I always say. It all depends on, like, whether or not you are satisfied in your work environment. So, some people leave. It is not the entire end of the fucking world if they decide to pick up their shit and say, hey, I enjoyed my time here, but it's not working. So, if they come back, it's, you know, like, okay, for example, Roman Reigns or Kevin Owens or Daniel Bryan or Paige at one point. It's because there's, in wrestling, we have this thing called an itch. it must be scratched. Because once you leave it, there's a part of you that wants to come back. There's a part of you that misses hearing the crowd react to what you say on the microphone or what you do in the ring. Kind of hard to explain, but I mean, it is what it is. And some of you are saying, well, I heard that they left because they had it out with Vince, or I heard they left because they had it out with Hunter. Sometimes, folks, that's not the case. And I just want to point out, you can't pin the blame on one person as to why your career is either in the toilet or it's flourishing. So that's what I wanted to touch base with you on Off the Rails is sometimes career choices in wrestling are kind of hard to, you know, come by. Now, Kurt's been hurt before. Does that stop him from wanting to get better? No. He's also, you know, told me several times this is extremely hard lifestyle, man, and I'm not going to go into too much detail about it, but Granny knows, I know, because she has several friends in wrestling, some big names, like, oh, I don't know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Tommy Dreamer, just to name a few.
Trevor Murdoch. And I've met some other big names, you know, General Express, AJ Styles, Mickey James. I mean, Diamond Dallas Page. I mean, the list could go on. I mean, Matt Hardy. I mean, I've met several names over the years, and I've been very blessed to get to meet these people.
And Granny can tell you. They will tell the people that know Granny that it's a hard lifestyle to accommodate. Wrestling is, because, you know, the fan asking, I want to get into pro wrestling school. So here's what I'm going to say to you. If you go to wrestling school, just go in it with an open mind and a clean slate. Don't go in there saying, I know this, I know that, you know, I did this before. No, you haven't, because wrestling is always constantly evolving. And you also asked me to talk about this issue, why some people leave professional wrestling. Look, what you guys see on camera and what you guys see on the network or wherever, whatever you guys decide to watch, it's none of my business. I love each and every single one of you. I'm just telling you from a worker's perspective, sometimes it's easy, you know, to say, well, I don't understand why anyone would leave because of the money. Fisher and I touched base on this. It's not so much that money is the problem. It's the overall mental aspect of it. If your head's not in it and it's not clicking anymore, things are not going, you know, clicking on all cylinders. Like the crowd has, you know, been wondering about Dean Ambrose. And I've been wondering too, because his contract is not renewable in April. We all know he's on his way out. We don't know. I mean, it's very, this is a time in wrestling, Granny, that hasn't happened since you and I watched the good old days of WCW, WWE, ECW. And there were a lot of guys leaving, and there were a lot of guys coming back. One of the biggest acquisitions of WCW back in the day. Y'all are gonna hate me for saying this. Hulk Hogan. I don't care what you say, but he had a huge impact on the Monday Night Wars. So did Scott Hall, and so did Kevin Nash. So why did they leave? Why aren't you? I mean, look, Table for Three with JBL, or no, it was JBL's show. They said, we left because the money wasn't, you know, there. Our contracts were up. Ted Turner offered us more money and a more satisfactory, you know, more satisfactory type job. And sometimes, folks, when you go through that point in your career where you're just like, I've done pretty much all I've needed to do. Like, look at the moments with Razor Ramon. Look at the moments with Kevin Nash and as Diesel. But he had some pretty historic matches. You know, Walter Payton was involved in one of the matches with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon. Not just the involvement with famous people, but, I mean, look, WrestleMania appearance. Who can say they were at more than one WrestleMania as a wrestler? Look at what Hogan did. He is like the Babe Ruth of professional wrestling. There's no denying that. When he transformed himself in WCW, it was, whether you love the NWO Black and White or not, it was a movement, much like their influence. I mean, look, if Cody Rhodes left, and look at him, what he did in Ring of Honor, he became this huge phenomenon. Look at Kenny Omega. Look, you know, Kenny Omega, once upon a time, folks, in 2004, tried out, actually 2006, my bad, tried out for WWE, didn't quite make it. Kept wrestling, kept working, and then he made it to New Japan. So sometimes things don't work out when you first try them. Look at AJ Styles. AJ Styles had a dark match, I believe it was, against the Hurricane. Now, this was before TNA, before all the accolades that would soon follow for AJ Styles. AJ Styles left TNA because management wasn't what it was, you know, before. Bobby Roode left, a whole bunch of people. Kevin Owens, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Ricochet. They all decided to leave, folks, because they wanted to, you know, they were sought out. If you're sought out by talent scouts and they flash money in front of your face, it's not just about the money. It's like the timing. All cylinders are clicking. That's kind of the way I view it. I could be wrong. I probably most likely am. But this is, you know, my show, and this is my opinion. So you guys have your thoughts and opinions. I have mine, and Granny has hers. So, Granny, I must ask, you know, isn't it kind of funny how things are starting to shape up like they did back in the days of the Monday Night Wars?
Yep, exactly. I mean, you know, lately, you know, since WWE has made this big announcement, we're going to give the fans what they want. So far, we've been seeing that, you know, and last night, Big Swing said, you know, he says, I got to say, Raw was absolutely halfway decent tonight. I mean, he actually, you know, and Big Swing, you know, Raw has not made him too happy for the past several months. But last night, he was very complimentary about Monday Night Raw. He said it was pretty decent. And, you know, from Big Swing saying that, that says a lot, fans. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, we've sat here for months and just over and over and over again, and we're getting tired of, you know, not seeing Lesnar show up, not seeing, you know, or him just showing up whenever he wants to, not being the true champion that he should be. You know, now all of a sudden, we're getting to see what we want to see. Less promos, more wrestling. You know, yeah, I mean, Big Swing was like, okay, it was great with Roman Reigns, but, you know, 20 minutes? Well, I'm sorry. You know, I have to kind of disagree with that to a point, because Roman had been facing this huge battle of his leukemia, and, you know, yes, he's in remission, and I am so happy for him. I'm happy for his family. I mean, it was a very touching moment last night. So what? It took 20 minutes. Who cares? I mean, they made up for it by everything else that took place last night, as far as I'm concerned.
And I think, you know, like I said, it was an inspiring moment, not just for people that are dealing with people who have cancer. It was an inspiring, uplifting moment for all the fans, because I don't care if you're AEW. I do not care if you're Ring of Honor, you know, or Strictly those. But here's what needs to be said. 20 minutes, it was much needed. It wasn't wasted. It was much needed. Because everyone wanted to know how, you know, the status of what Roman was feeling. I mean, I did. You did. other people did, because, okay, you forget, he was the one Universal Champion that we all could get behind, some of us, and he showed up to work. So 20 minutes to me is not a big deal for someone to get up on the microphone or get in the ring, get on the microphone, and just tell everyone what he's been up to. Because imagine, Granny, being in a hospital room, being in rehabilitation every day, and you don't have any you have some contact every day, obviously, through Twitter, through Facebook, whatever, because there's social media. But what if I were Roman, I would want to be in front of the fans again. I would want to send a message that is powerful, that's uplifting, that's positive, instead of, oh, yeah, I'm going to beat someone's ass tonight, you know, your stereotypical wrestling promo. That was, you know, it was refreshing. I thought so.
I thought so, too. I thought it was amazing, and I was very touched. It was a very touching moment when he was hugging his mother and his family, and, you know, they were there supporting him. I mean, the fans were amazing towards him. I mean, you know, I saw nothing wrong with what took place last night. Nothing.
I mean, it is what it is. Roman, you know, he announced that he had leukemia a few months back. It was very disheartening. Is he, you know, said, you know, y'all are going to regret booing me. And like I said, I never really used to care for Roman, Granny. I didn't mind him. I can tolerate, you know, I could tolerate him as far as in ring, whatever, wrestling goes. I was never a big Roman Reigns fan up until, you know, he said to the world, hey, this is what's going on with me. I like wrestlers that relay to the audience the real selves. You know, it's seldom that they break character and just are themselves in front of an audience, because you're told as a performer, this is what you do. You either fall in line or you lose your job. That's just the reality of it, folks. If you don't think so, go to any wrestling school, and they will tell you, you can be as unique as you want to be, but boy, you better fall in line if you want to get that paycheck, whether you love it or hate it.
That's very true. That's very true.
Because I got to tell you, folks, man, like I said, I was never a big, you know, fan of Roman. I just was like, okay, so Roman won, whatever. Then when he came on that Monday Night Raw and said, y'all are going to regret booing my ass. And sure enough, all the fans that turned around booing, they started cheering, you know, not cheering him, but they were crying. It was like an emotional moment. It was like, holy shit. How long, you know, has this, I mean, Granny, for 10 years to keep that as a secret?
I know.
That's kind of amazing, because, like Big Swing says, don't they take blood tests? Well, no, they. I mean, I don't know the whole protocol for WWE doctors and what they go through. I just honestly don't. But from what I can tell you, folks, is that I'm amazed. I'm amazed that he kept that a secret for 10 years, but I'm also amazed that he's been working rehabilitating, and, you know, he was able to do some physical work in the ring last night. That was great. I mean, it was so emotional to see him moving about, not on a cane or in a wheelchair or, you know, hooked up to a machine. Nah, he's kicking cancer square in the ass, folks. And whether, like I said, whether you're AEW, Pro Ring of Honor, whatever, even you all have to admit that what he said last night, whether you're inspired or not, I don't care. You know, that to me says, it speaks volumes. And why some people come back, I'll tell you why. It's because it's for the love of professional wrestling. You can't deny, if you've ever been a part of the business, whether you decide to do it as a hobby, then you're just a hobbyist to me. But if you decide to do it as a career like Roman and the rest of them, and you know, this is your only career, this is all you've ever known, then let me tell you, the reason why you come back to professional wrestling is because for the love of the fans, for the love of the fans cheering you, booing you, chanting your name, whatever the case may be. But like, on the real talk, man, God bless you, Roman, because I don't know of many people that have the privilege of saying they're in remission. So, the reason why you come back is because you do it. You do it because you love, you cherish, and you honor the fans. That's why we do this. Not for ourselves. Some parts of it are, but mostly what you do is for the people that pay for their ticket to see you, to boo you, to cheer you, because that's our job.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
If you are doing it for yourself, great. But missing the point. And it's just not, I mean, if you're doing it for yourself, cool. You know, keep it a secret. I wouldn't tell the fans that. But I will tell you this before I go. If you'd like to tune in next week, be sure to do so. Join Granny Holster and myself next Tuesday right here on Wrestle Radio Network. Times may be changing. They may not. If you'd like to message me or Granny, send a message to WrestleRadio.com/Facebook.com, Wrestle_Radio on Instagram. And on Twitter, you can send me to Brian Rails, 05000. So that's all I have today, folks. And if you didn't like what good old Brian Rails had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And Granny?
And if you didn't like what Granny Hulkster has to say, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? Join us again next week, fans.
Join us next week and join Fisher and I tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central. Dig it.
The cult of personality.